Blog Talk Radio.
Why do I choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
So I can keep them all guessing.
So I know their game better than they do.
So I can take my game to the next level.
Because when your bed is this smart, you sleep at the right temperature all night. That's why 80% of NFL players choose the Sleep Number smart bed.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Genesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. You are now tuned into News Forum, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, with host and anchor, investigative reporter, Dr. Chinchilla Genesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, better known as the Queen of Justice.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
Wait, I don't think y'all ready for this.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go! Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go! Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
Hey everybody, this is your girl, Dr. Chinchilla Genesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, and yes, I am the Queen of Justice.
No, 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 no more war.
Tonight is Sunday, November 5th, 2023, the first Sunday of the 11th month of the year. That's right, one more month left in the year 2023, and then we will be into a new year, 2024. Yesterday, November 4th, marked 4 weeks of the war between Palestine and Israel. Israel continues to bomb Gaza with Palestinian civilians being killed, slaughtered every day, including women, babies, and children. When will this war end? When will it stop? When will the United States of America stop funding the war against Palestine? I was in Washington, D.C. yesterday, Freedom Plaza, where there was a huge turnout of people in support of a free Palestine and protesting against the United States of America for funding the war on Palestine and for both sides to cease fire. Tonight, my special guest will be a family that I met in Washington, D.C. yesterday, Musa Yanis and his family. You're going to hear their story, and you're going to find out what really happened in 1948, because Musa's father knows firsthand because of what happened to his father. The United States and others who are standing with Israel, they say that Hamas is to blame, but are they really to blame? Or is Israel to blame? We're going to discuss these things tonight. Do you think the United States is wrong in their support to Israel by continuously supplying weapons? Who is the cause of this war? Why is this war happening? And who is to benefit from such a catastrophe, such a catastrophic event of thousands and thousands of lives being lost, including children, babies, and women, all civilians? Also tonight on News Forum, the war on politics. On Tuesday, November 7th, Philadelphia will elect its 100th mayor, the centennial mayor. And tonight, my special guest will be mayoral candidate David O. Tonight, you will get to know David O. Find out why he is the best choice for mayor of the city of Philadelphia. Press 1 tonight if you would like to ask David O. questions, or if you want to tell us why you are supporting David for the next mayor of Philadelphia. Wars and rumors of wars. The never-ending war on crime. From politics to drugs, gun violence to gun control, wrongful imprisonment to death by incarceration, human rights to human trafficking, to territorial turf. When will it end? Tonight we will feature a special on the war between Israel and Palestine. Who's to blame? Thousands dead, and the war continues with no shame, with no regard to human life. And I also want to hear from you tonight. How can I hear from you? Well, if you tuned in tonight via cell phone or landline, press 1 and you will be placed into the caller's queue. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web, you must dial in at 516-453-9133 to talk live on the air with me. And don't forget, if you would like to donate to Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition, please do so. As a matter of fact, do so while we're on air tonight. Okay? How can you donate? Well, it's very easy if you have Cash App. The Cash App is $BAVoiceTour. That's $B as in boy, E as in Edward, A as in apple, B as in Victor, O as in Oscar, I as in ice, C as in Charlie, and E as in Edward. T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, U as in use, and R as in Robert. Be a voice tour. Or you may donate via Venmo. The Venmo account is at Be a Voice. That's at BEAVOICE. And if for some reason you have trouble donating via Cash App, inbox me. Chinchilla Jonesia. Chinchilla is with one L. That is C-H-I-N-C-H-I-L-A. J-O-N-E-S-I-A, my first and last name, with a space in between. Inbox me on Facebook, or you may contact me Monday through Friday at 844-642-8378, extension 888. If you inbox me on Facebook, inbox me your Cash App, your cash tag, and the amount you would like to donate to Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition so that we may continue our advocacy work fighting for the wrongfully incarcerated, speaking truth to power, and exposing injustices in America and beyond. And if you have a business, you can become a sponsor of Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition. But for now, don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it right there. News Forum with your girl. We'll be right back after this. Help Be a Voice continue their advocacy work to free the wrongfully incarcerated, to end mass incarceration, and child life without the possibility of parole. For more information, contact Be a Voice at 844-642-8378, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m., extension 111. Be a Voice today. Thank you to my millions of listeners worldwide. News Forum with the girl Chinchilla J now has over 24 million listeners. News Forum is a syndicated radio program which broadcasts every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To tune in and listen to News Forum, you must dial 516-453-9133. And if you would like to talk, comment, or vent, or ask a question to me or one of my guests, just press 1 and you will be placed into the caller's queue. You may also tune into News Forum via the World Wide Web at www.blogtalkradio.com. News Forum with Chinchilla J. News Forum is a product of the ONE Dynasty and Ngozi Time Multimedia. WBNN, we are Beverly Nation. While we believe in freedom of speech and uncensorship, News Forum, however, ask you to please refrain from the use of profanity. And while our views may differ in opinion, we agree to disagree. And all opinions and viewpoints are welcomed and acknowledged. News Forum can also be a very controversial program most times, but it brings truth and exposure of injustices that black and brown people face every single day in this country we call the United States of America, which to me is totally divided, not united at all. And my views are not necessarily the views of WBNN. But again, all views, viewpoints, and opinions are welcome. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And again, invite someone to tune in tonight because it may just be what they need to hear.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. The host, the anchor, the investigative reporter, none other than the Queen of Justice herself, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla. Yay!
All right. Hey, hey, everybody. This is Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia. Good evening and welcome to News Forum. And while, yes, it is the first Sunday in November, and this is definitely going to be a November to remember, and it already has started out with a bang. So tonight is War on Politics, and before we get into our political segment, we are going to talk about the war that's going on in the Middle East. Jeez, jeez, jeez. It is still going on, everybody, and it's so very sad that it's going on. And we need more of you to definitely stand up and speak out against what's going on in Palestine, because it's just not right. Thousands of people are being killed every day, and it just has to stop. So we're going to be talking with some of our Palestinian guests today, well, this evening, tonight. And before we do, let's listen to our theme song, Bob Marley, Get Up, Stand Up for Your Rights, because that's what you all need to do against this war in Palestine.
Get up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Stand up for your rights.
Stand up right now.
Get up, stand up.
thank you so much for that Bob Marley track, Dr. O. And everybody, you definitely have to get up and stand up for your rights, speak up and speak out for justice, and speak up and speak out against injustice. So tonight we're going to be speaking with a young man I had the privilege of meeting on Saturday in Washington, D.C. And he's going to talk to us about the protests there on Freedom Plaza. And, wow, there were so many people there, everybody, like, you know, estimated to be about 50 to 100,000 people. And it was an amazing event. And the war has to stop. And so the young man, his name is Masa Yanis, and his family. I met his dad and another family member, and his dad told me about 1948, what happened. And the past few weeks, you've heard people come on, and everybody, you know, mentioned, you know, what happened, 1948, blah, blah, blah. But, hey, we have someone tonight who knows firsthand what happened, because his father was there. And we're going to be speaking with him tonight. So sit back, call somebody, text somebody, tell them to tune in tonight, because everyone needs to hear this. And we have to speak up, everybody. This war is wrong, and it's wrong for the United States government to continuously enable Israel to slaughter Palestinians. So let's welcome our guest tonight. And again, he is from Palestine. And, okay, I don't think we're seeing his number in here. Let me make sure I have it right here. All right, so I don't know if he's calling from another number, but Musa, if you are on, please text me the number that you're calling in from, because I need to know that so we can get you on air. Okay, so text me and let me know what number you're on. All right, so while we're waiting for Musa, we're going to continue our conversation. Wow. Yesterday, the crowd, like, literally, like, just stopped. The whole area downtown was just totally congested, and a lot of things were blocked. Even Ubers could not get through to go to their other destinations and try to pick up passengers from their homes, because everything was blocked off. And that is so very crazy, everybody. Absolutely insane. So we're going to be talking with some of them in a bit. Before I forget, I want to mention tonight about Jamal Johnson SKU. You know, Jamal has been a guest here on News Forum many, many times. And every week I talk to you all about Operation Hug the Block in Philadelphia. Well, tomorrow is the 77th night, and that will be the final night of Operation Hug the Block for now, okay? So we don't know what's going to happen with Operation Block, Hug the Block in the future, but we do know that tomorrow is the last night. It is the 77th and final night. And tonight, Operation Hug the Block will be at 5th and Christian Street in South Philadelphia from 10 p.m. until 4 a.m. So if you have not gone out to patrol a block yet during this Operation Hug the Block movement, hey, definitely go out tonight, 5th and Christian, 10 o'clock to 4 a.m. And guess what? There's always police presence. We usually have sheriffs, the sheriff's department out there, and also the PPD are out there. And they're our escorts, and they stay out and, you know, make sure everything is safe. So, hey, you don't have to walk in fear, people. you know, but some people don't mind walking even if there were not any police escorts there, okay, because it's for a purpose. It's to try to make the streets of Philadelphia safe again. And so hopefully tonight it will be a large turnout, 5th and Christian, 10 p.m. You don't have to stay until 4. You can stay for 1 hour, you know, 2 hours, a half an hour. Just come, show your presence, and be heard, okay? It's a very meaningful event, and it makes you feel good. I mean, it does. Just go out and try, okay? And then tomorrow night from 7 to 9, there's going to be a celebration for Operation Hug the Block at 3rd and South. And then after that, of course, will be the regular 10 to 4, okay? So make sure that you come out tonight, come out tomorrow night. There's going to be music and food and all that good stuff tomorrow from 7 to 9 at 3rd and South. Don't just come because you're going to come to eat and you have not even did a patrol for 77 nights, okay? Not even one time, okay? So, hey, come out tonight, all right? All right, yeah. And I would definitely like to see some more of our political figures out there because, hey, they have been scarce this whole time. We've seen David O. We've seen Amon Brown a few times. Both of them have been out more than once. We've seen Kenyatta Johnson one time. And then Jamie Gaudier and I think Kendra Brooks came out once, okay? But, wow, there should have been a much larger presence from city council and even from state representatives. You know, Amon Brown is the only state representative that came out. And that's, you know, it's a shame. It is an absolute disgrace. And for Sherelle Parker not to come out, and then she turns around and, you know, she tries to say that Jamal Johnson was bullying her and all, and she's not going to be intimidated by a bullhorn. Well, Madam Wannabe Mayor, okay, you should have had your butt out there doing something in your neighborhood, because when Operation Hug the Block came through your area, where were you? When they came through your district, you did not even come out to participate, and that's a disgrace. And we cannot allow her to become mayor, everybody. Wake up, Democrats. Wake up, black women. Wake up, women in general, okay? Because you women that want to vote for her because she's a female, wrong reason. And then those of you that want to vote for her because she's black, wrong reason. Those of you that want to vote for her because she's black and a woman, wrong reason, everybody. Okay, those of you that want to vote for her because she is a Democrat, huh? Wrong reason, everybody, okay? It's time out for voting for people, as I've been telling y'all for years, okay? Just because of the color of their skin, or because they're male or female, or because they're Democrat, for heaven's sakes, or because they're Republican, for heaven's sakes. You know, it's time to vote out the box. People, okay, like y'all want to come out the box and not be, you know, trapped in a box. Well, vote out the box, okay? Do something different this year. Don't go in that voting booth and pull straight Democrat or straight Republican. What do these candidates bring to the table? Are they men and women of integrity? Have they kept their promises in the past? Have they been active in their communities? Have they heard and listened to and supported the needs and concerns of their constituents? These are the things we must look at, people, okay? Do they have any DUIs? Have they been arrested? Do they have a criminal background? Because a lot of these candidates, everybody, have had criminal backgrounds, but do you know what they are, okay? You know, and sometimes it's sad to say, but for some people, it's once a criminal, always a criminal, unfortunately. And that's the way it is. And I don't care who does not like it, but that is the truth, okay? and that's that. So we cannot allow things like this to take place. If we want to see change in Philly grow, we have to vote for David O. All right, everybody. For those of you tuned in on the World Wide Web tonight, you definitely want to call in if you want to talk live on the air with my guest and me tonight, 516-453-9133. Again, 516-453-9133 and press 1, all right, to be placed into the guest host queue or the caller queue, all right, and we'll do our best to get to you. All right, now we're going to go ahead now, and we're going to start with our conversation on the war in the Middle East. And we're going to bring on my first guest, Musa Yanis. Musa, you have to press 1. All right, make sure you press 1, Musa. All right, while we're waiting for Musa to get it together, we're going to go ahead and we're going to have a track by international DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi.
The Drum Major Instinct.
I have a dream that one day this nation back.
All right, thank you so much for that wonderful track by the King of Pop himself, MJ. And that was from our DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi. All right, so what we're going to do right now, before we talk with Musa, we're going to bring on our 100th mayoral candidate because he is now on the line. So we definitely want to get him on and allow him to talk to our listeners tonight and help you to why you should vote for David O. And why I say you should vote for David O. If you want Philly to grow and to become a thriving city, definitely vote for David O. You better act like you know. On Tuesday, November 7th, everybody, is Election Day. Polls open at 7 a.m. They close at 8 p.m. Let's welcome our 100th mayoral candidate, David O., to News Forum. How are you this evening, David, and welcome.
Thank you very much, Dr. Chinchilla. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for asking. All right. So, hey, it's crunch time, and Election
yes.
Day is like less than 2 days away. How are you feeling right now before we start talking about your campaign? How are you feeling right now?
Well, I feel very good. You know, we've been working hard, not just since the beginning of the race, but 11 years ago when I first became a council person. You know, I do work hard. I work over the summer. I work during the holidays. I work on emergency days, and I work during the weekends. And so I've been very eager to serve the people in our city, so many of whom are neglected by our government. But it's just come to the point with so much gun violence, with such bad policies that have resulted in open-air drug dealing, the failure to provide public safety, and decades of failure to provide good quality education. But now, with all the violence and problems, the city being so poorly managed financially, that the city is overtaxing the poorest residents in our city, low-income communities. Sadly, they're mostly African-American communities where people are being pushed out of their homes and out of their neighborhoods. And the people are just so frustrated that it seems like the elected officials and the government just are deaf to their complaints, their legitimate complaints about the injustice of what is happening by the government itself. And so that is why so many people, doesn't matter if they're Democrats, independents, or Republicans, are choosing to vote for change. And I represent that change on council. I was an outsider. I often introduced bills and resolutions that were against the injustices and the failure to comply with the law by the city of Philadelphia itself, not only the taxes, but also the penalties that were created, removing children from mothers and families without cause, and so many other problems that people really took up with hopes that my bills would pass, but they were blocked in council. They were blocked by the administration. And a lot of it really has to do with that middle layer called political machine. And nowadays, it just seems that elected officials pay more attention to the elected, the political machine than to the people who elect them. And so people want to change, and they have a choice on Tuesday, November 7th, a choice for change, reform, and public safety.
Okay, awesome, awesome. All right, so you're excited, you're very hopeful, and I know you're very eager to become our 100th mayor here in the state, and I definitely want to see that happen. Now, all right, so now you are the Republican candidate, and your opponent is Sherelle Parker, Democrat, a black woman. So now both of you have, you know, or will elected your first Asian American mayor.
All right, are we still there?
Well, I just lost the audio. So
all right,
we
hear you loud. No, that's okay, Dave.
Yes.
First of all, I want to let you know how I feel about you. And, you know, I believe that you be the change that we need right here in Philadelphia. It's a shame. You know, and another thing, too, I really want you to get on media. Get on every single radio station. Call into the radios. I don't care if it's sports radio. Call in, man.
Yep.
Do your thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm David O. I'm running for mayor. And I don't hear that a lot from you, man, because it's getting down to the wire. You know, I'm a fellow Republican myself. And it's not about, you know, party lines. It's about who you are. And, you know, I think you're a great human being. And you stand for what is, you know, justice. First of all, you talked about, you know, people losing their homes to taxes, you know, through the gentrification. And a lot of older people that have worked hard, some are veterans, you know, some people that work, you know, have pensions and on a fixed income, and they're there, you know, trying to make ends meet, and they're losing their homes, they're losing their property, losing their savings. You know, as mayor, man, what can you do to fight these things, man? What can you do?
Well, there's a lot the mayor can do. Number one, the mayor can stop the assessment process, which is below industry standard. We know that because we did an audit. Council did an audit of the property assessment methodology, and it was determined to be below industry standard. So I did a bill to halt the process. I did a bill to correct the process, but my bills were defeated. And so the taxes continue to be overly high upon the residents who are, you know, obviously aware of what their homes are worth and not worth, and they're watching people being driven out of their homes, and then those homes being gentrified and sold for large amounts of money, which then in turn increases the value on the rest of the homes, which, by the way, is improper because these homes that are being invested in are being done so under a 10-year tax abatement, which means those homes don't pay the increased value of the investment. And so they get to pay the same rate of tax before they are improved, while as the surrounding homes are increased in the assessed value while they just remain what they were before. So those.
Hey, David, I got to ask you a question, then we'll go to a track and then bring back on Dr. J.
Yep.
I look at, you know, around the country in the inner cities, you know, where there's plentiful transportation, what have you. And it seems like, especially in University City, Point Breeze, North Central Philadelphia and South Philadelphia, around City Hall, those houses now are having, you know, people are losing their homes in that situation, you know, in that demographic.
Yeah.
And it seems like, you know, it's like a lot of times with the public, their eyes are open shut. I cannot believe what's happening to the people in the inner cities. And, of course, you know, hopefully you'll be our 100th mayor. What can we do to fight this, man? I know it sounds, you know, I don't want to sound utopian in my thought process. But what can we do in this situation?
Well, you know, the mayor can stop the assessment process, freeze it, and basically revert back. My bill would have taken us back to 2018. Every tax increase after that point, we know, is based on improper methodology. So while it's frozen, we would then be able to assess the homes properly. And it's not hard to assess homes properly. They are the same rate as what they would be sold for, what you can insure it for, and what you can get a mortgage for. And then the next thing is we have to change the 10-year tax abatement so that there's a maximum level of investment. So let's say it's $35,000 or $50,000. What that does is someone who wants to improve their home, let's say on your block, that is a benefit to them and a benefit to you when they improve their homes, but they don't want to pay the increased tax value, so you get a 10-year tax abatement. The problem is someone comes along and puts $500,000 into the home with the idea that they're going to sell it for $1 million, and they're getting a tax abatement, but they're in business. They're not doing home improvement to the residence that they're going to live in. So while it might have been a good idea years ago, it has now been so overly abused. And the fact is that most of it really is for large-scale development. And so that has to be separated, commercial from residential. So those are two things that could be done right away. And then, of course, you know, a lot of it has to do with not simply the increase in the taxation, but the increase in inflation, and to bring the cost down and to hold the cost down. So those are things that can be done.
Now, here, David, it's something that a lot of people don't understand, and then I'm going to ask this last question before I bring the track and then bring it back on Dr. Chinchilla. You know, News Forum's been around since 2013. Now it's the first ever host, and I get a chance to, you know, ask questions too, you know, through technical difficulties. Now, here's the situation. When a new development is built, you know, in a neighborhood, a lot of people don't understand, Dave, that their taxes are going to go up. In a social economic situation, in an environment, and then like, what happened? Why is my taxes going up? Because a new development, a new project, a new building is being, you know, resurrected in a neighborhood that was so-called shoddy. And a lot of people don't understand that. And instantly, that's one of the greatest things that moves people out of homes. Very quickly, before I go to the track, talk about that.
Yeah, well, a development does not necessarily have to increase people's property taxes beyond what they're able to pay. I mean, yes, if there's an improvement in the community, it can lead to increased property values. But in many of these neighborhoods, it's accelerated beyond what is accurate. It's accelerated beyond the speed. And so what happens is when you combine the development plus the over assessment, the over taxation plus the 10-year tax abatement, you are bringing in people that are like in a completely different purchasing class. And then they like to separate themselves from the community by, for example, having a coffee shop where the Danishes are $8 and the cup of coffee is like $6. And by having increased costs, they're separating themselves from the regular folks in the neighborhood, and that begins to drive up all other costs in the neighborhood, and that's why there's such a high rate of inflation. Because in many of these areas, it's also combined with programs such as University of Penn. If you live in their catchment area, they will give you money and help you purchase a home in the catchment area. And then they have a charter school, Penn Alexander, for you to go to that other people can't go to. So you're putting all these forces together and you're driving people out of their homes. But you can make it like if it were occurring naturally, you would have the increased value of your home, which is better for you as a homeowner, because you could actually sell your home or get a mortgage off of your home or have generational wealth from that, as opposed to just having a high tax bill that your home is not worth.
All right. Now bring back on Dr. Chinchilla Jay. And, of course, you know, I mean, like, with technical difficulties, I have to come on and do shows. So go ahead, Dr. Jay.
All right, David. Hey, I am back, and thank you, Dr. L. Okay, so those are some of the questions that we were going to talk about, David, tonight. For the past 3 years here on News 4, I've been talking about the 10-year property tax abatement. I covered stories on gentrification with WPPM and with the Philly Voices. And this was a big issue in South Philadelphia. And the whole South Philadelphia area is now just about gentrified, unfortunately. And Now, as far as the assessments on homes going up in South Philadelphia, okay, neighbors have been very concerned. Of course, a lot of elderly people have been pushed out because they can't pay their taxes. They've been displaced. Younger family members who, you know, inherited the homes from their grandparents and things like that, they sold their homes for little to nothing to these developers. And so every new development in South Philly and throughout the city, when someone purchases that new development home, they're given that 10-year tax abatement. Then these new homes that are being popped up in one block, let's say if three new homes are put up, they've remodeled the inside and, you know, everything is now brand new, up to date, all these modern amenities and all of that. And their property value now is high. Okay, they're selling. They can sell that property now for about $400,000 to $500,000. Let's say just on 21st Street in South Philadelphia. Let's say between Mifflin and Tasker. Okay, those homes are going for $450,000 and $500,000, $550,000, some $650,000, and it's insanity. Then that is making the rest of the homes on that particular street, their property assessment now has doubled. And so there are seniors, people that are on disability, they cannot afford to pay their taxes now because they've doubled since last year. And even with the LOOP program and the other programs, the Homestead program, even with those in place for them, they still cannot afford to make those monthly installments. And, you know, that is just so very wrong. You know, and they try to appeal their taxes for the new assessment. And yet, I have not seen a successful one yet where they have actually lowered the tax assessment for these individuals that are homeowners. And I think that's a disgrace. So with that, what happens? If they say, well, we're not going to appeal, your appeal is denied, so you have to pay what you were paying before, like $550 or $650 a year. Now you're going to pay almost $2,000 a year. So what happens to these senior citizens and to the disabled?
Well, they get driven out of their homes because there's a sheriff's sale if they don't pay their taxes. And what I would do as mayor, I would not rely on an appeal process. I know that the assessment methodology is inaccurate and overtaxing people. So I would halt the process and then go through what the government is responsible for, that is making accurate assessments, and then we would look at which would actually lower the taxes upon people because they're overly high. Now, if a home is actually assessed accurately, and let's say it's worth $450,000, well, you know, that's the reality. The person actually has a property worth $450,000. But what we're mostly going to find is that the home assessed at $450,000 is not worth that. It's really worth, let's say, $175,000, and so the city has been receiving a overly high amount of taxes from that person, or they owe taxes that they can't afford to pay, but they are inaccurate and should be wiped away.
Yes, yes. Wow.
Yeah, the government should not be the thief. And people are powerless against the government. The government able to victimize them. And it's a shame because, you know, I've seen that on city council. I'm not the only one who sees it. But we have a government that wants the money. And we have politicians that are in league with the developers. And it's a contentious scheme whereby, you know, one house goes, several house goes, a block goes, five blocks go, and there's money to be made. but we will not be able to, you know, transform this city in that manner. We will be driving people out of their homes. People will be pushing people into poverty, and we will have increased violence as a result of that, because the government is basically run by people who are willing to see the people get ripped off by the government itself. That has to stop.
Yes, that definitely has to stop, David. And now, as mayor, as our 100th mayor, how do you plan on making that better?
Well, as I said, I'm going to halt the assessment process because I know it's not accurate, and I'm going to make it accurate. In other words, I'm not going to try to do these assessments, which are really, there's really no assessment. It's guesstimates. They're taking entire areas based on zip code, a mile area, and they're looking at the most expensive properties, and they're applying it to neighborhoods that have high crime, poverty, violence, things like that. And then once we lower and get an accurate rate, I would look at how to kind of reimburse people for, you know, the overtaxation that they paid, or to eliminate the taxes that they owed. And then I would modify the 10-year tax abatement, because we've had enough development in this city, overdevelopment, and I would make it more of what it was originally intended to be. That is something to incentivize people who live in homes that need repair to then invest in the repair to improve their homes and to have increased quality of life and better longevity in their homes without paying the increased taxes for 10 years. So I think by lowering the amount that people could get to separate commercial development from residential repairs, I think that's the way to do it.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, I know when you were on city council, okay, you're a city council at-large member, and so you wanted something to be in place that would reject overly high property taxes, and you introduced a bill to do just that, and your opponent, Sherelle Parker, she did not support that bill. She was against that bill. So everybody, you need to hear this. We just got finished talking about property assessments, how people's property taxes are going high, skyrocketing away. And our mayoral candidate, David O, he introduced a bill that would stop those high overtaxed properties from that high price taxation. Sherelle Parker voted against that bill. Is that the kind of woman that you want as your mayor? Because she will do the same, okay? She will allow these property tax assessments. Your taxes will climb each and every year, and you're going to wish that you did not vote for her, okay? So do not make that mistake, okay? And that's just one of many things that she voted against of bills that David O introduced. And we're going to talk about some more of those. But right now, we're going to have a track by international internet DJ, Dr. O.
Making music all the day long. Long as I'm making music, I know I can't do no one no wrong. Who knows, maybe someday I'll come up with a song. Makes people want to stop fussing and fighting, just long enough to sing along. I believe in music. Know what I mean? People who believe in music are the happiest people I've ever seen. So clap your hands, stomp your feet, shake your tambourine, yeah. Lift your voices to the sky. God loves you when you sing. I believe in music. Brotherhood, peace and understanding, and living in harmony. Take your brother by the hand and sing along with me. Find out what it really means to feel young, rich and free. Yeah. Oh, yes I do, yeah.
I believe in love. Everybody, that's I love that song. I absolutely love that song. Mr. Donnie Hathaway. Thank you so much for that, Dr. O. Wonderful song. That song just always makes me smile because I believe in music. I love music, and I love to love and to be loved and to spread and show love. All right? So before we speak back with our 100th mayoral candidate here in the city of Philadelphia, I want to bring on Musa Yanis. Again, he's the young man I met yesterday in Washington, D.C., and we're going to talk a bit about the protests there and Musa's family, all right? So let's welcome Musa to the show. Welcome to News Forum, Musa. How are you this evening?
Good evening, Dr. Chinchilla. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for giving me this platform to speak on the situation going on.
Oh, sure, no problem. Thank you for coming on. All right, so now, yesterday, you were there, Freedom Plaza, with all of those many, many thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. And what was the energy like? Please share with everybody what the energy was like there.
So yesterday, many people from all around the United States gathered at Freedom Plaza in Washington, D.C. There was estimated to be over 300,000 people protesting the ongoing situation in Palestine. Obviously, it was very, very, dynamic. There was a lot of energy in the crowd, people of all different races, children, older people, people from all around the country, just came to, you know, voice their opinion on the atrocities that are going on. I think it was a great opportunity that was given by the people who organized the protest, and it was actually the largest Palestinian protest in U.S. history. So it's great to see that the public opinion is finally changing a little bit.
Yes, definitely. And I know last month when there was a protest here in Washington, that one was the biggest. And so now this was one was even bigger. And it's, you know, people are coming together because more and more people are seeing that what is happening is wrong. It's very wrong. And I am so very disappointed in this country for continuously funding Israel to continuously bomb and kill innocent people. It's just not right. Now, Musa, now you have family members that are still in Palestine. Is that correct?
Well, no. We've all been displaced and relocated to many different parts of the world. And all of our family had been removed in 1948 during the first Nakba, or in English it's referred to as the disaster.
And tell us about that, you know, what happened with your grandfather. Met your father yesterday, and he talked about that. So what happened?
So, I mean, there's definitely a lot of different factors that played into the beginning of the Israeli occupation in Palestine. But just to keep it brief, so after World War II, Jewish refugees that came from Europe, they settled or they traveled to Palestine in search of refuge and in search of help and safety from the Palestinian people and from the government there. As they moved into the country and began assimilating with the Palestinians, they began becoming violent. They began to become violent. They began massacring Palestinians in order to obviously develop or create what is now known as the State of Israel. When my family, my grandfather's family that lived there at the time, when they received word that this was going on, they were advised, all of the people within the villages that were living there were advised to, you know, move from where they were to safety, and they were all planning to come back. So they took the most essential items. They took the keys to their houses, obviously, and they moved to neighboring countries in hopes of returning when things resolved or calmed down. Sadly, as we are still talking about the ongoing situation, things never really resolved, and many people lost their homes and were never able to return. My family being one of them.
Wow. That is just so very sad. And, you know, now innocent people are being slaughtered because of, I want to call it a territorial war, is, you know, because Israel, they're still trying to control that area. And, you know, any means necessary, all means necessary, it's just crazy. What do you, you know, as a young person, how old are you, Musa?
So I'm 22.
Okay. How did you as a young person like, what do you think? Is there a remedy? Some type of resolution in Palestinians?
So before I get into obviously like the resolution and how things can be resolved, how things can change in Palestine or modern day Israel, I just want to say that a lot of people think of this or try to refer to this as a war, but since the inception of this conflict, it's been primarily one-sided aggression. To provide like an example of the situation or an analogy, I would compare it to how, as we all know, how when the Americans arrived in the early stages of this country's development, how they arrived to the United States and progressively over time sort of removed the Native Americans from the land through many different methods, obviously many of them being extremely violent and not justifiable, the methods that they used to remove them. And that's the similar situation in Palestine. Now, the situation currently is extremely, extremely difficult. It's extremely complex because there are many different factors to this. On the one side, there is the backing of Israel by the United States of America, which is obviously one of the largest and most powerful countries in the world. The amount of support that the United States gives to Israel is astounding. They give almost $4 billion in aid to Israel every year, $4 billion of our taxpayer money to Israel every year. And since October 7th, or the attack by Hamas, they've provided more aid to Israel, with some numbers being $100 billion, $15 billion, just increments of payment. They've provided weapons and different supplies to aid Israel in this genocide. And this has been going on for the last 75 years since Israel's inception. I would say, I mean, there are many different aspects to this conversation as to what the solution could be. But I think the start of it is for the United States to come out and to kind of draw back ties a little bit with Israel while Israel continues to kill innocent people, innocent women, innocent children. For the United States to support and act like this goes against everything that we claim to stand for. And I think that would be the largest implication to finding a solution to this issue.
Okay. Wow. I certainly hope that, you know, that something, you know, comes to a head here and that the war will stop. But you said, you know, it's not a war, it's more so one-sided. And I just, you know, hope and pray that our government would stop funding, you know, the war. And, you know, I call it the war because Israel, they're warring against Palestine. And it's so sad. But the United States of America is the biggest supporter. Why are we supporting this, everybody? Why? Are you outraged? Yet, are you outraged? 300,000+ people yesterday in Washington, D.C., fighting for the same cause, standing in solidarity, people of all walks of life, okay, all religions, races, colors, creeds, everything, okay, standing together because they know this is wrong, America. Where is the compassion? Where is the regards and, you know, for human life, for humanity? We are allowing people to be killed every single day. Men, women, children, babies. It's wrong. So the rest of you need to wake up. Shake these politicians. Go slap Biden in his face or something. Wake him up, you know? Where is the compassion? This is wrong. And it must stop. America, let's demand that a ceasefire happens. It has to cease. And I shout tonight, free, free Palestine. Musa, I thank you so much for sharing tonight. And we will definitely be talking again. And thank you so much. And continue to stand up for what's right. And my heart goes out to you and all the other Palestinian families around the world. And my heart also goes out to the Israelis that lost their lives, family members that died, you know, all people that died on both sides. My heart goes out to the families because a life is a life and no one should have to suffer by being bombed and shot down like animals in the street. That's wrong. It's wrong. So let's now, we're going to take a caller and we are going to then continue our conversations tonight with my guests David O. and Musa. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight and welcome. Caller, you're live on the air. If you heard your phone say unmuted, speak now.
All right, we'll go to the next caller.
Okay.
Dr. J, we'll go to the next caller right now. Call you live right now, News Forum. How are you tonight?
Hello. How are you guys doing? This is Tiana Speaks.
Hey, Tiana. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to say two things. I just wanted to call in and support your show. One, David O., I don't know if he remembers meeting me because it was very briefly. I met him at DistroFest last year. He's a very good friend of my friend Rob Swartz. So anybody that I've ever met through Rob Swartz has always been a wonderful individual. And although I do not know David O., I definitely feel what everyone is saying about him and what I've heard about him, and I do hope that he wins. Also, as far as Musa is concerned, he said that his family was displaced, and I just want to make sure that everyone listening pays attention to this. When war happens or things happen to people and they get displaced and or they don't know where their family members are at, and we over here, a lot of us have our families living right next door to us, and you don't spend time with them, you don't go see them. And what happens if you lose the opportunity to go visit your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your cousin over a simple argument you might have had, or if nothing has happened and you're just, your family's not close, you might not get that opportunity tomorrow if something happens. You really need to think about that. Family is important. When you share in the same blood, and family doesn't necessarily have to be blood, no, but at the same time, if you can be close to your family and you're able to go see them, why not? Because some people don't have that, and some people had that and it was taken away from them because of all this craziness happening in the world, and you really need to think about that. And that's what I have to say.
Yeah.
And again, my name is Tiana Speaks, and my show is November 8th, Yonasi para Marte, 9:30 p.m., and please tune in.
All right. Thank you so much, Tiana. And, yes, she is a host on this network, everybody. Her show is this coming Wednesday. Tune into it. All right. We're going to get back with our conversations now with our next mayor of the city of Philadelphia, David O. So, David, now the young man that we just heard speak, Musa, you know, he wants to see the war end, and so do many others around this country. He's not calling it a war, but it's still a war because people are being killed on both sides of the fence. So what are your thoughts on this war? And do you think that the United States should be continuously funding weapons and money to Israel?
Yeah, let me first start by thanking the young lady, one of your hosts, for mentioning me, Rob from DistroFest. Rob is a fantastic person, and we share, you know, the great interest in seeing people being able to become who they aspire to be, in this case, in the creative arts economy, something that I have pushed very hard in council and will do so as mayor. One of the things I tried to do was a $45 million arts recovery fund, because the arts, besides all the wonderful things that it does, is a great economic engine for our city. In terms of the horrible situation that is going on in the Middle East and, quite frankly, around the world, one of the things that is most striking to me is just the amount of violence and injustice and hatred that we see, whether we're talking about the situation in Ukraine or what's going on in the Gaza area, in the conflict that we are now witnessing. And as you mentioned, innocent lives are being taken and people are suffering on both sides. Certainly I condemn any of the level of violence and hatred, and we're witnessing it here in our country as well. I think that historically, you know, there's a lot of complexities to it, but it seems, at least in theory, as something that can be resolved with restraint on all sides and a desire to have peace. But it is a complicated history. There's a lot of animosity, a lot of vengeance, it is difficult. I will not claim to be an expert in any of this, other than we all would like to see a peaceful resolution, an end to the violence, a release of hostages, and the end to the bombings and things like that. But I have to stay within the area that I'm dealing with, and that is with the city of Philadelphia. We have a lot of similarities when it comes to just the wanton level of violence that we see, young people killing each other for basically what I would say is no good reason at all. And it's on a ever-increasing scale of violence and lawlessness.
All right, hope we haven't lost Chinchilla again, but it is what it is. But make sure she's right there with us at this time. There she is.
Okay. That's a good point there, David. I'm so glad you brought up, you know, how Philadelphia, we're in our own war. And it's the truth. And I talk about it every week with this senseless gun violence here in this city. And it's very violent here. And I guess about an hour before the show, I heard a big major shootout, okay? I mean, major shootout with automatic weapons out there. Like, I'm like, oh, my God. And this is a daily thing, everybody in this city, and it's sad. And so thank you so much for sharing with the listeners your stance on what's going on in the Middle East and our part in it. You know, the United States government's part in it. So thank you so much, David. A couple things I want to point out, everybody. So just want to mention other things that David O. Tried to pass, bills that he tried to pass, and Sherelle Parker blocked it or voted against it. The soda tax. How many of y'all are sick and tired of this soda tax? So it's still happening. That sugar tax, the soda tax, whatever, if you go into your markets, that tax is still being added into your beverages, okay? And David O., he put together a bill to end that soda tax. Guess what? Yep, you got it. Sherelle blocked it, okay? She voted against it. Also, he put a bill to reform Philadelphia schools. so that every neighborhood could have a good education. That means good schools in every neighborhood, good education, good programs and all that stuff in every school in every neighborhood. But Sherelle Parker did not want to see that happen, people. Okay? We're talking about your children getting a good education. And she was against that. Why? Oh, why? Oh, why? This is so sad. And another thing, she wanted to bring back stop and frisk. We know the things that can happen during stop and frisk, okay? And most of them just violate our rights. And David O. says police should never be instructed to violate the Constitution. And that's what stop and frisk does. Sherelle Parker said the constitutional use of stop and frisk is a policing tool that our law enforcement must use, she said, everybody, in order to ensure our city is safer. Is that insane? Yes, it is. Okay. And then a big thing that really gets to me, she did not want to see this city take control, regain control of the PPA, that's the Parking Authority, people, so that it could fund schools again. She didn't want to see that happen. And that is crazy, okay? And David introduced a bill so that we could take control of on-street parking. But she didn't want to see that happen. And the PPA, everybody, they are corrupt as the Dickens, okay? And, you know, so this is some of the stuff. Y'all going to hear some more at the end of the show. I'm going to tell you everything that Sherelle does not stand for, okay? Because to me, she stands for absolutely nothing. And she, oh, my God, she's the worst person to run this city, everybody, all right? Now, I want to bring on Patty Drugan. Patty was there in Washington, D.C. as well. And Patty's going to give us a little briefing on what happened and how she viewed that. And she was also at the rally last week. And, you know, I was hoping to bump into Patty yesterday, but we never bumped into each other. But let's welcome Patty to the show. Patty, how are you this evening?
Hey, how is everyone?
Fine.
Are you able to hear me?
Thank you so much, Patty. Yes, I can hear you.
I apologize. Okay. I have no voice left, so I do apologize for that.
That's okay.
I'm going to try my very, very, very best not to get emotional.
Okay.
I have never seen such grace and love and family. We were all, mm-hmm. this, and so a lot of us don't have a very, the understanding of Islam and how truly beautiful the religion is. I went down there with my Palestinian friends and just the love and the compassion in the middle of all of this horror, the genocide that is being committed against our brothers and sisters down there. And last night's bombing, today's bombing was the worst. It was over 20,000 people.
Oh, my God.
It's never ending. It's not stopping. They are literally moving forward. But there was at least, I would say, between 300 to 500,000 of us, all from America, all across America, to denounce what our capitalist government is allowing to happen. 100% of the Republicans are falling in line with Israel, and about 90 to 95% of our Democrats are allowing this, and we're paying for it with our tax dollars, allowing this genocide to happen. Shame on America. Shame on all of us for not speaking up, for not making, I mean, we have been pounding the phone calls, sending the emails, mailing in the letters, and we need everyone's help, everyone's support to stop all of these people, these babies, mamas, grandmas, from being murdered. What happened to Israel was not okay, but this is not defending yourself. You are trying to eviscerate these people. You want to kill. You want to get rid of all of them so that you can have and maintain that capitalist system that runs amok, not only over in Israel, but right here in America as well. I am so saddened by the stuff that is going on right now. I haven't slept in probably over a month or two. And this has been going on for 75 years. It's just going on in a greater atrocity right now. This has been going on for 75 years. So I thank you, and I appreciate you guys, and I apologize for my phone, my voice being so gone.
But this must stop. Yes, it must stop. It must stop, Patty. And I definitely appreciate you and your family who you know, traveled to Washington, D.C. Tell everybody where you came from.
Oop, are you able to hear me? Oop,
sorry.
Yes.
Am I still muted? Sorry about that.
Yeah, now I can hear you now. Now, where did tell everybody where you came from.
So I'm from Illinois. We flew out of Chicago, but I'm from Illinois. We got to do better. I keep praying and I'm asking God. I'm like, I understand what's going on, but I don't understand what's going on. The capitalism, the absolute barbarians. Anyone who would treat anyone like this, you are so beyond out of order, and God is watching everything that every single one of us are doing. And so for those of us that want to sit on that fence and do nothing, you have chosen the side of the oppressor.
Yes, yes. Wow. Thank you so much, Patty, for all you do and all your activism. Continue to do what you do, and we need more people to do what Patty's doing and what others are doing so that change can happen. And, you know, we're demanding change to happen. And we're demanding that the United States of America stop funding this war. All right, let's bring Musa back on. Musa, hello again. And so you heard from Patty. And I want to get your final remarks for tonight. What do you want the world to know?
First of all, I just want to thank Patty. Beautiful, beautiful remarks that she made. And it was very emotional for me. I just want to say one of the chants we were shouting yesterday goes, we are thousands, we are millions, we are all Palestinian. And the point of me saying this is you know, although all of us may not be directly affected, we may not have family that has been affected by this, we may not have friends whose family have been killed over there in recent days, but regardless, if anyone were to see any of the videos that are being shown, just like Patty said, 20,000 today, 20,000 people, humanitarian aid workers, 5-year-olds, 1-year-olds, newborns, parents holding their dead babies in their arms. These scenes are unimaginable. I just hope that whoever is listening decides to read up more on the issue, educate yourself, understand what's going on, because it's our due diligence as humans to support and cry and call out against the injustices that are going on around the world, whether it affects us or not. That's our due diligence as human beings.
Okay.
If I was suffering, I'd want people to do the same. Any of us. If we were all suffering, we'd want people to do the same.
Yes, that is so true, Musa. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And everybody, you heard that, okay, 20,000 today. You know, and please, everybody, take out a moment or two to pray for the families of the lives that were lost today. Jeez, my gosh. Ugh. When will it stop, people? When will it end? This is just so very sad and heartbreaking. And again, the United States of America is enabling this, okay, to continue. Jeez. All right, we're going to have Ngozi time, and don't go anywhere, people. I'll be back after Ngozi time, and then we're going to give David O. 30 seconds to say why he should be Philadelphia's 100th mayor. All right, Ngozi time.
They want us to stay blind as a bat while they move sly as a fox. Oh, boy. Yes, sir. Yeah. I tell you, two people can see it. Many are blind to it. A change is on the way. Things will no longer be the same. Oh, no. Hear me now. All eyes on America. People and places want to be just like America. And I can't understand why. When you have beautiful places like Dubai. Oh, yeah. Lies and propaganda. They speak of Africa. I tried from Nairobi to Addis Ababa and find the truth for myself. Why? The world is more beautiful than you know. From Cape Town to Accra to Lagos. So much beauty my eyes behold. So much in school they have never told us. Like how much slaves died on Gori Island in Senegal. Like how much never reached Caribbean Island. Than you know, I know they return to Africa for the gold and diamonds. Well, they make it seem like the land is just full of poverty and hungry belly. What a terrible conspiracy. My people of Jamaica don't realize the reggae music is the savior, preserving the knowledge of our former selves. Take the youth them in a Gambia. If you never know, you'd have feel them born and raised in a Jamaica too. Them love the culture, Rastafari culture. Them live the liberty as well, yeah. Earth is the love that fullness thereof. So I have the right to live where I'm loved and celebrated.
See how they doing the things over there. And if you thought there's something to fear, just some time back when you was a little jack, and they said don't do this, a child don't do that, please. Maybe you said you do, maybe you said you don't, but then you figured it out, so life moved on. Yeah, to be the days of innocent fun. Now we're living with purpose in your kingdom. What's the problem? What you saying? What's the beef? Cause the future is determined today.
Never the end of an era. No more we are blind to the truth, oh yeah.
No more.
I
outstanding performances tonight by our own fifth reigning commissioner for our wonderful story network, Dr. Chinchilla J. And of course, thank you, David O. Thank you, Musa, for all that you said tonight and moved people around the world. Tomorrow night, we come back on with an outstanding person. His name is Ricardo Richard, and the name of the show is Trent Makes, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on the one and only Beverly Nation. Of course, WBNN has advertised through Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. Of course, Ola Dele Malay will go to your Facebook. Any comments suggested to our wonderful program tonight, Ole Delay, that goes with my and GL.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay, when goes even good doctor saying good night and good luck. To all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to 2022 overall host of the year, the Anna Waddell Award recipient. And of course, in her first year, the linear new host of the year, rookie of the year, 2021, the outstanding and wonderful Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. O. All right. So now we are going to hear from David O again, and I want to give a big shout out to Samuel. Okay, Samuel has been on waiting, and
Dr. J, have we lost you? Oh boy! All right, let's go right to David O and the program, Doctor. You know, I really, really wait for you to be the next mayor of this wonderful city. And I called you the doctor because I want you to heal our land. So final thoughts from you tonight.
Yes, thank you very much. I mean, our city definitely needs a change. People know it, not just from what they've seen recently, but what's happened over the decades in equity in the schools, you know, underfunded and underserved populations. A lot of it because of the political collusion that exists that has to be cleaned up, and then we can get to some wholesale, long-term solutions for our city. But every now and then, we got to clean things up so that they work better. So please, on Tuesday, November 7th, press button 220 for David O, and let's make a better city with a brighter future. Thank you very much.
Money talks, so put your money where your mouth is. Be a voice today by donating to Be A Voice, Cash App, $, Be A Voice Tour. That's $, BEAVOICETOUR, Be A Voice Tour, or donate via Venmo at Be A Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be A Voice office at 844-642-8378. Extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 111. Be a voice today. If you would like to be a guest on News Forum and have a case of injustice, please give me a call Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at 844-642-8378. To tell me about your story, and you might just be News Forum's next special guest.